Well, Crows, I guess super rusty early, worked themselves into the game. Geelong's pace and skill in the end hurt them. Crows' poor conversion hurt them. Bix, let's go to a bloke who will tell us all about it. Hard nut, gun midfielder, Rory Sloan. Rory, thanks for your time.
No worries, you too. Good to speak to you again. Oh, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it has. Yes, it has. How'd you see it?
Well, you sort of summed it up just before. You started very poorly, I think. Geelong's pressure was pretty elite early on, and we were very scrappy, but we worked our way back into it. There's some good stuff there still, but as you said, probably our kicking efficiency and especially conversion and goal was not up to scratch.
Yeah, look, I guess there's a couple of moments in the game or periods in the game where we actually had plenty of play, particularly early in the second quarter, early in the third quarter. You just couldn't really put that dominance onto the scoreboard, and you let Geelong go up the other end and do exactly that.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. We had our chances, and then the ball would flick around, a few turnovers, and we couldn't get back control, really, which was disappointing. And I think that came down to a bit of skill efficiency as well.
Yeah, I think you kicked at 59%. You don't win many games kicking at that. Geelong kicked at 75% efficiency. It looked as if Geelong were able to generate that spare across half-back. They're a very experienced back line, and they do that really well. In the second half, you appeared to go to an even number setup, and that looked like it worked better.
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you said, mate, after that first quarter, we definitely improved. We had to shut down. I mean, guys like Jimmy Bartel, Harry Taylor had his own ball there for a patch. So, and that's when Geelong play their best footy. They have that loose, and they can counter-attack off the half-back line, which is how they play their best footy, and it's hard to stop them because they've got some quick players, as you saw last night.
Rory, that first quarter, it just seemed, as we watched, that every player in the midfield just played in about 10 different roles. It looked like your heads were spinning, there were far too many changes, like you absolutely bamboozled yourself. Did it feel like that out there in the first quarter?
No, it felt like they were moving pretty quick. Definitely felt under the pump. A bit of pressure from Geelong was, as I said before, they put us under a lot of pressure. Their tackling pressure was good. I just don't think we were just as composed as we needed to be early on. Definitely at times where we had control of the ball, we just needed to keep control a bit and hit some targets, and we didn't manage to do it. So, positive signs. We worked our way back into the game, and we had chances there. We got back within a couple of points, and we just needed to keep pressing and keep pushing. But, as I said, probably our skills just let us down.
It's a bit of deja vu for me at times. Some of those turnovers you couldn't defend. It looks like your team defence still needs a bit of tweaking or work.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And that's a big focus area for us, is to make sure we're all defending as a team. And, we are still learning. We are still fine-tuning it a bit. But there were times there where it worked very well for us. And Geelong are a very good attacking side. And shut them down as we did at certain stages of the game. It certainly looked good. At times as well, just probably not consistent enough.
Yeah, it was interesting because you kept them to 42 inside 50s, which is a really low number for a team like Geelong. I guess one of the things that outsiders have looked at Adelaide and said, gee, they look a bit thin down back, and it showed last night. Daniel Talley did a really good job on Hawkins, but Clark was able to get away and kick six goals and be really influential player on the ground. I guess that's the reason why your team defence has got to be so good, because they've got to cover for big opponents sometimes.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And we've got some guys down there that love helping each other out. I mean, we've added Pods down there this year. Cole Cheney's come in as well, and he loves rolling back and helping out some of those bigger boys like Tarles and Carl Hardigans. And as you said before, mate, our team defence has to be up to scratch, because a bit about the pressure we put on up the field will help those boys out down back.
Couple of positives. Cam Ellis-Yolman, fantastic, six clearances, and Brad Crouch's form continued to be good. So a couple of young blokes in the middle leading the clearance count.
Yeah, a couple of young boys are travelling really well at the moment. Those two, as you mentioned, had really, really good pre-seasons. And, I think Brad Crouch is going to take his game to another level, and Cam this year as well. But we've been impressed with a lot of our young guys. I mean, Riley O'Brien again was up against some big and experienced ruckman, and for him to get a taste of that was really good for us, I reckon.
Their leg speed seemed to worry you. How'd you feel against the Matchingham for leg speed? You know, getting the ball, getting away from the ball, breaking, using the ball with speed, Rory?
You're saying I'm slow, Rory?
No, I'm not. You know I love you.
No, as I said before, mate, they're running carry off half back. You don't get the pressure right on them straight away. They can they can cut through teams because they have multiple guys that have some really good leg speed in there. Once they start running, mate, it is hard to catch them. So pressure has to be on early.
Yeah, and look, they had 50 more handball receives, 145 to 95, which is a really big number. What about the goal kicking, Rory? Talk us through that. I know you kicked one from about 1 metre out, but was the conditions more difficult than what they appeared?
There was a bit of wind, but I had to kick it pretty straight at the goals, really, as you normally do.
Revolutionary.
yeah, not exactly. The conditions weren't too bad. I mean, Geelong kicked pretty straight at them, so... that was definitely a bit of an issue for us. I mean, we had enough of the ball down there and we had a lot of opportunities. We just need to convert a bit on them as well to make sure we keep ourselves in touch for games like that.
Plus five scoring shots speaks volumes and three out of bounds on the full. One was a highlight. Riley O'Brien's kicking's improved, Rory, we see.
Oh, come on now. his rest of his stuff have been really happy.
Oh, absolutely.
He's up against some big boys in the ruck and... seems to compete against guys like Mitch Clark and a couple of others who are very experienced. Good for us to get some game time into him.
It was also nice for Tom Lynch to get through a game for a change. He's had a wretched run with luck. He kicked two goals, had four scoring assists, which was a pretty good effort for him.
Yeah, he's back in really good shape, Tommy. He loves being out there and he loves playing team footy as well, which is what we're striving for. And, I thought a lot of it. There was a few absolute standouts we had as well. Like as you mentioned, young boys before played some good games, and but Lynchy plays a really good role for us up forward, and loved his work last night.
What about Phil Walsh? Did he address the players at all either last night or this morning, just to give an indication of what his thoughts on the game were?
Yeah, we had a chat with Phil after the game, as we sort of debriefed as soon as we can, really, but. Yeah, we had a good chat with Phil.
What did he like? Tell us what he really liked.
What he liked?
Yeah, what did he really like?
Well, we had some... our numbers sort of stacked up pretty well with some... I'm not sure, we might have won contested ball.
Yeah, won easy by about 20, I think, mate.
Yeah, which is a really good indicator for us. And, some of the elite standards we've been pushing, like our kicking efficiency, we weren't too happy with, obviously, but... I thought our tackle pressure at times were good, just a bit patchy though, really. And at times we were very good with our pressure, and at times we were pretty poor, as you saw. But definitely some positive signs there.
Hey, I noticed you had a new number one fan in the change rooms last night. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, little Cruz Hewitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Leighton popped down to come watch the game and get the number 9 Guernsey on as well, which was nice to see, little Cruz. So I'm not sure if that's still... if that's Leighton's jumper he's fit into, or if Leighton had Gilmer's there for a while, I reckon, as well. It was good to catch up with them, mate, and Leighton had a few photos of a few other boys in the room, and little Cruz loved meeting a couple of blokes as well, which is nice.
Did he hand you a picture or something? Did he draw you, did he?
Yeah, he drew me a crow and big poster saying, "Go Rory," so that'll go straight up in the locker when I get back to the club.
You didn't scare him with that broken snoz of yours. I had the goggles on you, Rory. That nose is getting completely out of control.
Getting more like Owen Wilson, isn't it? It's just starting to really get crooked now. So I change you every week. I start to pop one, and there's no point fixing it because I know I'll just pop another whack in it anyway.
Hey, what's the program now? You've got, I think, 9 days off before you take the power at Amy Stadium. You're still in that intense training program?
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep training pretty hard right up until that game, and we'll start on round one because, that Port game will be been a very big challenge for us. Obviously, they're in pretty good form, and, they're sort of one of the benchmark teams this year. So it'll be a good test for us before we come into round one, which we cannot wait for as well.
Hey, and just finally, what's the Oval looking like now after the One Direction concert? You back on the training?
No, not yet. No, we should be, hopefully back on it this week, I reckon. Yeah, I don't know. Did you do anything to it when you were there, mate?
No.
You would have seen it firsthand, wouldn't you?
I bought a lot of tickets, but I didn't go. I had lots of other family members going. Hey, yeah, Rory, thanks for joining us, mate. Commiserations on the loss. I know it's not so much about the result. I'm sure you'll get plenty of good things out of it, and you'll be able to improve next time you take the field.
Yeah, cheers, mate. And obviously you were in Geelong on the weekend, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard there's a bit of a shortage of hot chips running around in Geelong.
Oh, so it got back, Bix.
Well, look. Yeah. I am partial to a bowl of chips. My friends would know that. I've sampled them in many places all around Australia.
Well, there's a bowl of chips, and then there's a big bowl of chips.
Correct.
A bucket of chips, I think, is correct. What the terminology was.
Well, look, this is what some of our media friends have to learn. When you're a team player, like I've always been brought up to be, you don't just buy something for yourself. So I bought the biggest possible bucket so the other boys on the table.
Which was me and Kimbo, and I didn't have one.
Yeah, I realised that, so I had to eat the whole lot. Thanks for that, Rory. You can go now, mate.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I just thought I'd slip that one in.
Well done. Rory Sloane there. Their best is good enough, no question about that. They've got a big game in 9 days' time against Port Adelaide. Just to put a full stop to that story, Phil Walsh went for a walk. He caught us down at the Geelong Bay, and he did take a photo and tweeted you with an 8-kilo bucket of chips in front of you. They were right in front of you, Bix, so don't go giving me any ifs, buts and candy nuts. We didn't have any. Yep. You ate them all.
Guilty as charged.
Rory Sloane, our guest.